And yes, it is Shushan Purim, Purim in Yerushalayim. It's a very famous thought that the Baal Shem Tov really said, the Hasidim point out. We had the privilege of learning together Masechet Erevin. In Masechet Erevin, we learned about something called Tchum Shabbos, that there is a boundary how much a person can walk outside of his city on Shabbos. He can only walk 2,000 amos, roughly around 3,000 feet, outside of his makom shvisa, his place where he has established where he is for Shabbos. Let's say a person's walking in a forest and he knows he's about 2,010 amos away from home, and the sun is setting on a Friday afternoon. So the halacha in Hilchos Erevin is that he can be miyached makom based on he can put down food in a place. He can put down a couple loaves of bread, a jug of peanut butter, and he can think, I am over there 10 amos ahead of where I am now, and that becomes his makom, that becomes his place. And then the Tchum Shabbos is measured from that place where he had intellectually wanted to be. So therefore the Hasidim say, if we want to be in Yerushalayim, we are in Yerushalayim, so it could really still be Purim. It doesn't have to be that Purim was only yesterday, even though now it doesn't seem to be Purim. Maybe it is Purim, because we want to be in Yerushalayim when we're here in Yerushalayim, and it's as if it's Purim. Today we merit to learn Daf Lamed Beis in the Seches Ksubos, still dealing with the issue of Kim Lei B'Derab Minei. Kim Lei B'Derab Minei means that enough for him in the greater matter. A person did an act. That act really had two sins to it and two punishments to it. If he's going to get the most severe of punishments, he doesn't need anything else. So for example, the source that we saw earlier from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, two people are fighting, they're throwing stones at each other, one guy throws a stone and it hits Nebuch, a woman who's pregnant. If there is an ason, if there's a tragedy, that woman dies. Besides the woman dying, he also caused her to lose the pregnancy. He doesn't pay her husband for the lost pregnancy because he has to be killed for having caused the woman to die. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said that the word ason doesn't only imply if there's a tragedy by human hands. A tragedy by God's hands is also called an ason, as when Yaakov was sending Binyamin to Egypt and he was worried about an ason. And therefore Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds, even if the act, one of the severe punishments, is from God, that would exempt him from the human punishment of paying. So according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, a fellow who lights a fire on Yom Kippur and burns down a field doesn't have to pay for having burned down the field. He's going to get kares for having lit a fire on Yom Kippur, and that already is enough. Now our Mishnah got us into this discussion because our parak is dealing with knas. Hashem said that if a man rapes a woman, we're going to see also if he seduces a woman, this also applies, but if he rapes a young lady, a na'ara, he has to pay a knas, he has to pay a fine, la'avia na'ara, to the father of the na'ara. So the Mishnah was machadish, he even has to pay that fine if the na'ara that he raped was a mamzeres. And then it said he would have to pay the fine even if the woman that he raped was his sister, was the sister of his father. These are all chiyuvei kares, because the Mishnah said that this Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, holds that Kim Lei B'Derab Minei applies when the act was an act that carried with it a financial penalty in addition to a death penalty. But it disagreed with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana if the act carried with it a financial penalty, but a by God's hand death penalty of kares, then there wouldn't be any payments. So let's start with the Gemara, about four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Abba Al-Achoso, a man who raped his sister, or Achos Aviv, the sister of his father, would have to pay the knas. Or a man who, I'll challenge you, we learned the Mishnah in Maseches Makos. The Mishnah says the following, Eluhein Alokin, these are examples of activities that invoke Malkus, invoke the 39 lashes from the court, if the person did them despite being warned not to do them in the presence of two witnesses. Habalachos, a person who had intimate relations with his sister. V'alachos aviv, or intimate relations with the sister of his father. V'alachos ima, or intimate relations with the sister of his mother. Va'al achos ishto, or intimate relations with the sister of his wife. Va'al ishas achiv, intimate relations with a woman who had been married once to his brother, got divorced. Va'al ishas achi aviv, or intimate relations with the wife of the brother of his father. Va'al anida, or intimate relations with a nida. Now, the kaimelon, we know the halacha is when a person is going to get Malkos, he's not going to get Malkos and also have to pay. That would be Kimli B'Dirabmine. So our Mishnah says, we have a contradiction in Mishnayos now. Our Mishnah says that for an act which is a Chiyuv Kares, there could still be Knas. Balach also gets Knas. But I don't understand. Mishnah says in Masechet Makos that Baal Achoso gets Malkus. Someone has relations with his sister, he gets Malkus. If he's getting Malkus, so then it should be Kimli B'Dirabmini. He shouldn't have to pay money too. It can't be that he's going to get Malkus and have to pay money. Kimli B'Dirabmini ain't a local Mishali. So Amar Ululus, it's not a contradiction between the Mishnayos, Lokasha. Kan Baal Achoso Naira. Our Mishnah is talking about a man who was intimate with his sister who was a Naira. She was 12. 12 and 2 months, 12 and 3 months. She wasn't yet a Bogeret. She wasn't yet 12 and a half. So then there is Knas, because that's what the Torah says in Parshas Kiseitze. A man who has relations with a woman who's a Naira. Mishnah, our parak began with Eilu Nairos. These are the 12-year-olds, Sheyesh Len Knas, that there is the law of paying the Knas. What's the Mishnah in Makos talking about? Kan Bachoso Bogeres. It's talking about a girl who's his sister, but she's not 12. She's 15. She's 16. She's 12 and a half. She's a Bogeret. A Bogeret doesn't have the law of Knas. Hashem spoke about a young girl being taken advantage of a Nara, but not a Bogeres. So once there's no Knas, so there's no issue of Kimli B'Dirabmini. Because there's only one thing to give. So now the one thing to give is to give Malkos. So the Gemara asks, but if you're saying that our Mishnah teaches that when we had a choice between making money paid or giving Malkos, we chose that it should be, or Halacha chooses that it should be money. So therefore, when there was a man who had intimacy with his sister, who was a Naira, he has to pay his father the Knas. He has to give the Knas. And we don't give him Malkus. But when he had intimacy with his sister, who's a Bogeris, then there's no option of Knas, then we gave him Malkus. So if so, even a Bogeris shouldn't be getting Malkus. Because we're going to learn in this parak that when a man rapes a young lady, the knas, the fine, is only one of the penalties. There are other things he needs to pay. And those are the things you need to pay whenever you damage another person. This takes us into Maseches Bava Kamma. If I have an animal that goes out and causes damage, let's say I had a tiger in my house, and I let the tiger out and it went and it ate up Baruch's sheep. So I need to pay Baruch for his sheep. What happens if I hit somebody and make him, you know, break his leg? Because I broke his leg, now he can't go to work, etc. So what would the halacha be? So actually, when a human being damages another human being, that's called chavala, not his object damaging human being, it's he himself. And there are actually multiple payments that he needs to pay. Number one, he needs to pay nezek, the damage. In other words, my friend, were he to be a slave, before I hit him, and he's a healthy man, he would get $200 on the market. Now that I hit him, to sell him would only be $150. There's damage. And there's repoy, doctor bills. Then there's Sheves, lost wages. You know, he could have been a guard watching some vegetables, and now he can't. I need to pay for the lost wages. There's Tsar. There's the pain that he got from what I did to him. You know, there's how much would he be willing to pay to have this result but without the same amount of pain, like to take an anesthetic, etc. So the pain has a value. And finally, there is a payment of boshes, of the humiliation. The fact that he was humiliated by me. So then we have to evaluate, you know, how much is that worth? So there are actually five payments that Chavala has to make. Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and boshes. So whenever there's a rape, Ma'anis, besides the fact that Hashem made a knas of Chamishim Kesef to give to the father of the young lady who was raped, there is Tsar, there's pain, there's Boshes, there is a diminution of value, there's Nezek. So now, talk about a Bogeres, there's also money involved. These payments. So if you're going to say that we prefer her getting money than him getting hit, and that's why when he rapes his achoso naira, we make him pay money like our Mishnah and he doesn't get hit, then how could you ever have a case of someone who has relations with achoso and saying that he gets hit for having relations, even when it's with a bogeres, so you don't have knas, but there's other monies. There's, that's when the Gemara now asks, bogeres nami, ha'ika boshes, there's the money of humiliation, upegam, pegam meaning the damage, the diminution in value. So we should say, how could the Mishnah say he has to get hit because he had relations with his achoso bogeres, which is that we'd rather that the achoto bogeret get paid boshet and pagam, and therefore he shouldn't get hit, because if he'd get hit in a loko mashalim, you don't both get hit and have to pay. Okay. Answers the Gemara. That Mishnah is talking about a shota. It's talking about a woman who is not quite 100%. So Rashi says, and therefore, ein la boshes. There's no boshes, because she does all sorts of things to humiliate herself. So there's no payment of humiliation. So you say, but what about pagam? Apparently pagam also not. Damim limka bashuk nami ela. No one wants to buy a shota. So since no one wants to buy a shota, there's no money loss in the markets. There's no boshes, and there's no pagam. So Gemara says, yeah, but even a shota, ha'ika tsara, there is pain. And if there is pain, he should have to pay for the pain. So then why did the Mishnah say he gets malchus? Ain loko mashali. Once you get malchus, you're not going to pay. Better to have him pay for the pain than to have him getting malchus. Answers the Gemara. Bimafuta. That Mishnah that said that a person gets malchus for having slept with his sister. So number one, it can't be a sister who's a naira. But it's not even a case of ones. It's not even a case of rape. Because if it's rape, there's pain. That's talking about a case of seduction, of pitui, where she wanted to sleep with him, and he wanted to sleep with her. So if a man sleeps with his sister, and it's willing, so then there's no tsar, there's no pain. It's an act that she wanted to do. There's no pain in it. So there's no money involved. When there's no question of money being involved, so now we say, okay, now you give a malchus. And though it's a chiddush, you give a malchus, even though it's a chi of kares. Uh-huh. If there was a warning about malchus, since there's a lav too, he would get the malchus.
That's a chiddush. I mean, we can have a malchus and kares?
An act that normally would get kares, but since there was a warning, don't do it because of malchus, okay, so you get malchus.
Rabbi, in the case of a rape, there is no compensation for medical cost and loss of wages.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. No. We'll see on Daf Mem. We'll see on Daf Mem. I don't remember, but we'll see. But even if there are, you know, if I'm not sure there's any medical costs.
I, It just seems to me that it's the definition of rape seems different than the way we perceive it today, because of rape, I mean, the women typically get beaten up and, you know.
Well, that would be chaval. That
not willing.
That.
Yeah, well, since when is rape willing?
Just this act seemed to be the non-willing part.
Well, seduction is a different thing, right?
Seduction is something else, but you're right that, you know, normally in rape you have other things going on too, you know, holding a person down,
right,
you know, or hitting them.
Most typically the women get injured and they,
right,
you know.
So that certainly would there be pay for all of that. All of that gets paid for, that's for sure.
Okay.
That certainly you'd have to pay the doctor bills, lost wages for that. That's plain garden vanilla variety chavala. That's damaging for sure.
But at the end of the day, these punishments are not enough. They've been very liberal these ages.
Okay, so the Gemara now says, now that we've arrived here, that we've understood that the Mishnah in Makos is not talking about a case of Ones, it's talking about Nefat, about seduction, then you could say that the Mishnah over there was talking about his sister, who is a Naira, who's only 12. So we said, one second, how could it be Malkus? Ain't looking at Mishalmin. We're talking about Biyasoma. We're talking about a widow. I'm not a widow, an orphan girl. His father's no longer alive. So whatever monies would have to be going to her. The Knas should have been going to her. And then we can add Bimafuta. And she was seduced. She agreed. So she agreed. She forgave all the monies. Okay, so that is the conclusion of how we resolve the two Mishnayos. Yeah. Alma kasavar ula. So what do you see that ula holds? Kalhecha di'ika mamanu malkos. That where there's a situation of paying money or getting malkos, like our Mishnah, a Na'ara who gets violated, but she's a choso. There's money, there's knas, plus there's malkos. Then Ramona Mishalim, then he'd pay the money. Milka lo lucky, wouldn't get malkos. That's what you have to say, that the Mishnah over there was talking about a situation where there's no monetary payment. Bogeret, Mafuta, you know. She was old enough, she was a Yusoma Mafuta, so she forgave it. But if there'd be monetary payments, then there wouldn't be Malkus. We'd say we'd rather the money be paid. How does Ula know this, that when there is the option of Malkus or money, it's money that's paid and not Malkus? And so the Gemara, Gamar Mechovel Bechavero, he derives it, this is something called a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is we find the law in one place. Say if it's there, it'll apply in other places too. So we derive it from the whole definition of chavala, of a person who wounds somebody else. The Seches Vav HaKama, Perek HaChovel, the 8th Perek, teaches us that if I wound somebody, if I break somebody's leg, chas v'shalom, or give him a black and blue mark, a concussion or something, I have 5 payments. I need to pay him for damage, I need to pay him for the pain, I need to pay him for the doctor bills, I need to pay him for lost wages, I need to pay him for the shame, for the embarrassment. There are 5 payments. And 1 second, is a person allowed to just hit somebody? No, it's a lav in the Torah, not allowed to hit people. Every lav in the Torah that can't, has an action, there's the option of malchus. There's malchus. There's being hit for violating a lav in the Torah. But yet Hashem said, I pay. So what do you see? Hashem wants me to know that when there is payment possible and my personally getting beaten, he would rather that I pay the victim than that I get beaten. And when there's Mammon and Malkos, Mammon takes precedence over the Malkos. It can't be double jeopardy. There can't be 2 penalties. Better the Mammon than the Malkos. So that's the source. We learn from Chovel B'Chaveiro. mitzvah. There's money involved. Umalkos, there's also the option of getting malkos. And yet, Hashem said, give, pay five, the five payments, and don't get malkos. We learn from there that any case where there could be mammon and malkos, let's say a naira, who's being raped, there's mammon of knas plus malkos, violating the prohibition of achoto. Mamona mishalim el kololaki, pay the money, that's better than getting the malkos. Gemara says, how could you learn it from chovu b'chaveiro? Malo chovu b'chaveiro shekin chayv b'chamish advan. That was a monetary payment. It's a very strict monetary payment. There are five different monetary payments for that act. There's nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, and boshas. But here, it's only one. So maybe here, it should be better malchus and not mamon. Now, if you're going to tell me that even though there are five payments, but money by definition is less than malkos. Money by definition is less than malkos. It's just money. It's not getting kicked. As we've learned, a person's willing to spend a lot of money to protect his health. So, money is always less than malkos. And yet Hashem said, even though it's less, it should be the money and not the malkos. So we should say certainly here as well, that even though there's money on the table that we can make him have to pay versus malkos, it should be money. But still, I'll tell you, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Shekein huta michlalo bevezdin. Maybe the malkus for chovel is light. And therefore, in the case of chaval, in the case of wounding somebody, Hashem said, let him make payments instead of getting hit for having wounded someone. Because sometimes God allows you to wound somebody. The court's allowed to hit people up. And Hashem allows it. Ella, so rather, what's the source? Gamar me'edim zomimim. We know there's something called an eid zomim. If two witnesses try to falsely incriminate me, they say that I borrowed money from Gavriel, and then two other witnesses come and say, no, you can't say that Zev borrowed money from Gavriel on this date, and this place, because on this and this date, on this place, you were with us in this other place. So then, they have to pay the money that they were trying to make me pay. So Edom Zomim, they really could get malchus for being false witnesses, and yet they pay money. So you see that when there's a choice of being punished with malchus or having to pay money, Hashem wants it that it should be the money. So Edom Zomim, the Ikam Amanu malchus, and yet Mamona Mishalim Milka Lolaki. Edom Zomim, there is the option of paying money versus malchus, and yet Hashem said, let them pay the money. Afkalechad Ikam Amanu malchus, Mamona Mishalim Milka Lolaki. So 1 second. Mal Edom Zomim is different. They're very strict. After all, we don't need to give them a warning before we punish them. Yeah. Normally we only punish people if we had given him a warning before he did the Aveira. We don't know that they're going to go give false testimony. There's no warning there. And if you're going to tell me, Mimona Lukulu, that even so, as Rashi said, all monies are lenient than getting hit. And yet Hashem said they should be giving money instead of getting hit. So we should learn to hear too that in the case of Ones, it should be money and not getting hit. Shekein, but still, Shekein lo asu maisa. But, in Edom Zomim, they didn't do anything. They didn't do an act. They spoke. Words is a lav shein bo maisa. It's a prohibition with no act. And even though there's no act, so therefore, since there's no act, it's a light aveira. Being a light aveira, we say, okay, let them have to pay money. But here where it's ma'anis, where there's an act, we should say, he should get malchus and not money. So how did Ula know that whenever there is the option of mammon and malchus, it should be mammon and not malchus? Can't learn from Edom Zomim, and you can't learn from Chovel B'Chavera. So Gemara says, okay, if you can't learn from each individually, Ela Gamar Mitar Vayu, we learn from both of them. saying the following. Matzah Hashavah Shebehen Deikam Mamon Umalkos. In both cases, there's money and there's Malkos. In Chovu B'Chaveiro, there's money and Malkos. You say, oh, but Chovu B'Chaveiro, the Malkos for Chovu B'Chaveiro is light because Bezdin can sometimes give Chovu B'Chaveiro. Yeah, but in Edom Zomim, you don't have that point. Sometimes Edom Zomim is permitted. And then in Edom Zomim, you have money versus Malkos. And in both cases, it was money and not Malkos. So therefore, I'll learn, whenever I have two possibilities in terms of what the law could say it should be here. It could be money or Malkos. It should be money and not Malkos. That's what I said, but still. But what about this? Both of them, they each, both of the monetary penalties, have something very strict about them, and Tosfos says unusually strict about them, that a person should pay without hasra, be punished without hasra. That's unusual, that a person should pay five times. That's unusual. Nowhere else you have five different penalties for one act of damage. So there's unusually strict elements to these monetary payments. So since there are unusually strict elements to these monetary payments, here these monetary payments happen even though there was the option of Malkus. But in regards to Knas, maybe in Knas, we wouldn't say that the monetary payment should happen and not the Malkus. And if you're going to say, oh, but still, all monies, by definition, is less than Malkus, and we see here that it's money and not Malkus. I'll tell you, Sheken Yesh Ben Tzadakal, both of them have unusual aspects of what makes this sin and this Malkus unusually lenient. In Edom Zomim, it's unusual to have an Avera which is not an act, it's just words. Just words. So here I would say, when it's just words, there's no Malkos, and better to pay the money. In the case of Chovo B'Chaveiro, it's an Aveira, but sometimes it's not an Aveira at all. Bezdin's allowed to hit somebody. So Huta B'Chlalo, Huta Michlalo. So then we would say that there's no Malkos and rather money. So what was Ula's source? Gemara says Ula's source is actually a Gzeira Shava. The same word appearing in two places, and as Rashi points out, you'd have to say that this is a Gzeira Shava, where these words were extra. And we know that when we have a Gzeira Shava, when the words are extra, there's no other use for these words other than the lesson of the Gzeira Shava. You cannot challenge it through any logic. Ula tachas tachas gama. Ula learned the Gzeira Shava of the word tachas. Ksiv Hachat says here about rape. Tachas asher ina, in place of the fact that he had violated her. And it says over there in regards to damages, ayin tachas ayin. You have to pay an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Literally, it's an eye for an eye, but it means to pay an eye for an eye. So now, hasam, just like there, mamona mishale milkalo lucky. There, it's to pay money and not to get malkos. And even though, because you could get malkos because of chavala. Wherever you have a situation of Mamono Malkos, Mamon and Malkos, Mamono Meshalem, Milkolo Lucky. It's Mamon that gets paid and not Malkos.
Rabbi, is there a concept of post-stress disorder, psychological damage?
It would all be
damage.
Part of the report.
Damage.
Yeah. All part of the doctor bills. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yes?
I'm sorry, there is an amount for Tachatai, or we're going with this? This person working with this, he must have the eye, otherwise he lost his...
It's a value... It's
a tribute.
It's valued by the slave market.
At the slave market. Uh-huh.
What would this, this bill, so this academic background, this level of intelligence fetch on a slave market with two eyes, and what would it fetch with only one eye?
But that's... We don't.
That's nezek. But then there's the other payments also. There's tzar, there's ripui.
But we wouldn't look at that like that today, would we? Wouldn't we look at the employment market as a benchmark?
The employment market.
Yeah. Employment market. Okay, so
Yochanan Amar. Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. To go back to the contradiction. Remember, we had a contradiction in Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says a naira who gets. Our Mishnah said that a naira who's achoto, who's his sister. there's the penalty of knas. But the Mishnah said that Naira, Mishnah says Habal Achoso, someone who has relations with Achoso, he gets Malkus. And we know Ein Lokinu Mishalman. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you the resolution of the two Mishnayos. Afilu Tema Achoso Naira. Could be that that Mishnah is talking about his sister. And she's a Naira, she's old enough to get knas. But Kan Shehisrubo. In our Mishnah, I'm sorry, there, they warned him. They told him, don't do it because you're going to get Malkus. So he gets Malkus and he doesn't pay money. Kan our Mishnah, Shalo Hisrubo. Our Mishnah is where he wasn't warned. So he wasn't warned, there's no Malkus because he was never warned. So then there's money. Amaksav Rabbi Yochanan. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Ula. He holds. When you have two options, you could give, make a penalty of money or Malkos. The Asrube, and Malkos is a possibility because the person was warned. Milka lucky. It's Malkos that the person gets. Mimona lo mashami. Don't make them pay money. In other words, we know that there's the rule kim le b'drab mine. If he gets the more severe, then the less severe is included in the more severe. But we have here, l'chora, is an argument between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. What's more severe? Is lashes more severe? Or is money more severe? L'chora, that's what we have.
About both, both
depends what you ask.
Yeah, depends on the person.
That's right. Okay, so let's see.
Where did they come with these 50 shekels? Now, why not
Hashem said it.
This is Hashem. And these shekels are regular shekels or you know.
Not the today's shekel. The shekel is a weight of silver. It's like the ksuba. It's a couple $1,000. Minale the Rabbi Yochanan ha. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that when there's a choice of Malkus or money, it should be Malkus? Amarka, because this is the source for Kim Lebidiramne. The Pasuk says, you will punish him Kidei Rishaso, according to his wickedness. Rishato, his wickedness. Rishachas Atamachaivo, Vyatamachaivo, Rishachai Rishayos. You give him the punishment of his one wickedness, not two wickednesses. The Samachlein, right afterward, the Torah talks about Arbaim Yakenu. He will hit him 40 times, even if it's 39 times. So you see that being hit 39 times, that's the Risha. That's the greater punishment. One second answer to the Gemara, but what about the sources of Ula? Harechova b'chaveiro, let's say the case of a guy who wounds somebody else. Dika mamanu malkus. We could say that let's give him Malkus for having wounded someone. Or we could have said, no, let him pay money. And yet, Mimona Mashalim Ilkalolaki. The halach is he pays money, he doesn't get Malkus. V'chitem, and if you're going to tell me, Ani Mili Echad Lo Asrube, maybe there's only the law of Chavala if the guy wasn't warned. He just hit somebody. Avo Asrube, but if they warned him, they said, listen, you can't hit someone because if you hit him, you're going to get Malkus. Then Ilkalaki Mimona Lo Mashalim. Then he gets Malkus and he doesn't pay money. Is that so? Amar Rabbi Amar Reb Yochanan, the very same Reb Yochanan said, that's what Rav Ami told us, that he ko akosh ein bo shaveh pruta. Loke, that when a man hits his friend in a wound that's caused, which is worth less than a pruta, then he gets Malkus. Now, hey, Chidam, what's the case? Idlo asked me if they didn't warn him. Am I Loke? How could he get Malkus? Because you can't give Malkus without a warning. Obviously, they had warned him, and now they're giving him Malkus what he did. But what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Time of the last Peshav Pruta! Because his act of hitting what caused the wound that was worth less than a Pruta, there's nothing to pay, he gets Malkus, implying, oh, is Peshav Pruta. But if the act of wounding would cause a wound that was at least a Shav Pruta worth, then Lina Mishalim, then he has to pay the money. And Milka Loilaki doesn't get Malkus. So the Gemara answers. So what's he going to do with Chavala? He answers, Kedah Amar, Rabbi Ilah, as Rabbi Ilah explained, Beferish, Ribsa Torah, Edim Zomim Retashlimim. The Torah explicitly said that Edim Zomim are going to pay money, even though there was a thought to say, listen, let them get Malkus instead of money. Hachanami here too. Beferish, Ribsa Torah, Chavu B'chaveir Letashlimim. In theory, when you have the choice, what punishment should we give somebody? Money or Malkus? Malkus, because that's more severe. But when Hashem said explicitly, it should be the money, then it should be the money. Hashem said explicitly, in Chavala, it should be money. Hashem said explicitly, Eidim Zomim should be money. When did Rebbe Lah teach us his lesson? Aha, on the following Mishnah in Maseches Makis. Witnesses come in, they say, we testify about Zev that he owes Gabriel 200 coins. It turns out that they were Zomim, that at that time that they claimed they saw the loan. Other witnesses are saying that at that time they were with them somewhere else. So Lokin, Umeshalman, they get Malkus and they pay. Shalom Hashem, Mevili de Makos, Mevili de Tashlumin, Divi Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says that the Pasuk that makes them pay is not the same pasuk as the pasuk that gives them malchus. The pasuk that gives them malchus is the pasuk in the Aseret Sadibros. Lo san every acha et shaker. Don't answer against your friend in a court with false testimony. The pasuk that makes them pay is vasisem lo due to them kasher zavam lasos lachiv. So two different psukim, two different ramifications. However, chacham say no. Call him a Shalimino Loke. If he's going to pay, he doesn't also get Malkos. Now, why didn't they say Venema? So we asked Venema, call a Loke and a Mishal. Why didn't they say let him get Malkos and not pay? Amr Abi Barbala said, Adam Zomim, how can you say they're not going to pay? The Fayrishim said, Torah, Adam Zomim, and Tashlumim. The Torah explicitly, openly included Adam Zomim to pay money. Hey, Chamrib said, Torah, where did the Torah do it? Nechti, take a look. Ksiv, pasuk says, "Vasis and lo, kasher zaman lasos pachiv."
It's two different psukim, Rabbi. No,
that's right. It says, "Do to him as he planned to do to his friend."
Mm-hmm.
And then, why did it say, "Yad biyad, hand for hand, lamali"? So, tell you, Tavar hanitza miyad liyad. That you have to do to him what he plans to do to his friend, especially make him pay the money with the thing that goes from hand to hand. Remind me who? Mamon. Chumul b'chaver onami, a fellow who wounds his friend as well. Mech diksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Kasher asa ken yasa lo, as he did, that should be done to him. So ken yinasein bo, why then say that which should be placed in him, lamali? It's to tell you, davar sheyesh bo nesina, that here, that which is placed is what he has to pay. I knew Mamon, he has to pay Mamon. Okay, so we have an argument again. To conclude, we have an argument between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula holds, if you have a choice of money and Malkos, money is what should happen, maybe because he believes in helping the victim more than punishing the aggressor, or he believes that money is more severe than Malkos. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, when you have a choice of money or Malkos, it's Malkos and not money. Why don't we learn from other sources? There was explicitly when with Kavala, Adam Zomim, that it should be money and not Malkos.